Nigel, first of all, some sad news involving the club today. One of the club's best supporters has sadly passed away. Sad news.
Yeah, very sad news. I think he was one of our most loyal yet unassuming supporters. He says, I think, a lot about him. A lot of supporters seek recognition through one way or another. He didn't. He just supported the club through thick and thin and went all over the country and the world supporting them. My thoughts are with his family at this time. And we'll be wearing black armbands in recognition of him tomorrow.
And that is going to be a nice gesture, which I'm sure a lot of fans who knew him will appreciate.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I don't think we had much to do with him. He was just one of those supporters, you know. The fans will all know him. One of those brilliant supporters that, you know, are there and just supporting the team. So it's not much, but it's the very least we can do tomorrow.
In terms of the team, how is the squad looking ahead of this match against Crawley?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Obviously, the Scougal, Wallace and Higdon won't be back for it. But we're hoping that Mark McNulty makes it. He got a nasty whack early on in the game at Rochdale. Hoping that he'll be fit for it. And Jason Holt will travel with us. Ankle's not settled down completely. But we hope he'll make the bench.
Is it a surprise that you've got all these little knocks emerging when you have so many games as you've had in the last month?
No, not really. And I think the way the games are, they've been so competitive. You know, tackles, you know, when you go to Notts County and Rochdale and Coventry here fighting for their life, and it's not malicious or anything, it is competitive and nobody wants to lose. So inevitably you're going to pick up these knocks at this time of the season. The travelling takes its toll as well. Supporters will feel that as well, you know, when they get off a coach coming back from Bristol or Crawley, they'll be shattered, just the same as the players are, but they've played in the 90 minutes and everything. So I think pitches as well, played on some sort of firm pitches, a little bit bobbly, and that doesn't help.
It has been a good month though, and it takes you into a March after this game where you're going to have 5 from 7 at home, which could be big for you.
Yeah, there could be, although we said this, I think in December we've done pretty well on the road of late. So I think we've got to get to the mental state where we don't mind home or away. I think with 15 games to go, we've got to try and win them all. And that's how we've gone out in the last few games. So, but to cut down on the travelling will be nice for us and the supporters. But you have to make the most of those home games. We didn't do it in December, which is the reason why we're off the pace.
One departure yesterday, Jamal Campbell-Rice has joined Notts County. Why did you think that was the best move for him?
Well, Sean Derry mentioned him after the game last week, and then sort of had a chat with him on Monday, Tuesday before the Rochdale game, and said, what do you think? And he just thought we both agreed he'd lost a bit of form in the last 6 weeks or something like that, and he just wanted to play regularly and said, you know, can I get my form back? So it was a mutual thing. Just a good thing for him, 28 days initially, and then he could well come back and play a part in the running.
Because you've done this before, I think you did it with Chris Porter last year, that a player can go out on loan and then in a month, if you need him, if you've got injuries, if he's playing well, I guess you can bring him back.
Yeah, that's the plan. And I know you might say we've got a lot of games in that 4 weeks, we have, but also now Ryan Flynn's fit, that was also the key to it. We've got Ben Davis, Kieran Freeman's looked very comfortable when he's come on there, and Chadams can play there as well. That's without one of the midfielders being doing a solid right-hand side. So we're okay in that department. And, you know, Jam at 31, 32, it's not really much good for him sitting on the bench at his age.
Is this just the way that the game's gone? I mean, when a player leaves and he has played first-team football for you, the reaction is to think, well, there's an issue there or he's moving out of the club. But we see these types of loans more and more these days, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, and it's been mutually beneficial. You know, when we sit down and we talk about it, we both agreed, yeah, go out and get some games and try and get your form back. But we've certainly got no issue with Jam. One of the reasons we took him, spoke to Sean Derry in the summer about him, and he said he'd been unbelievable for him. He's keeping them up last season, in the dressing room, everything about him. And he's been like that since he's been here.
Is the one part of it, maybe at the back of your mind, that thinks they're also playing some teams up there at the top, Notts County?
Very small part, yeah. You don't mind helping teams who, you know, you certainly don't mind helping Sean Derry. But if he can do us a little favour along the way, then that wouldn't do any harm as well.
You mentioned Ryan Flynn, and one, how good is it to have him back? And I think back to last year and the partnership between he and Brayford as well excelled. Is that a partnership you're looking forward to seeing again regularly?
Yes, I think it was one of the major features of our run in the second half of the season. And it's lovely to see them back reunited, and hopefully they can show that form, reproduce that form again. I think as well you see Brayford and Coots when he's played out there as well. I think most people, players, will be able to play with John Brayford behind them, you know, because, you know, the way he supports you and he goes forward as well. But I think Coots or Flynny have got a good relationship with him.
How much did it help that Flynn spent some time at fullback as well? So that we know that John likes to get forward. If he has to drop back and defend, you know, he knows maybe a bit more about the defensive side of the game now.
Yep, certainly won't do any harm. They can interchange as and when. If John goes bombing on, which we encourage him to do, and gets the odd goal as well, then Ryan Flynn just slots straight back in for him. So, no, it's not an issue there. It's one sort of area of the team that you don't really worry about now. I thought Rochdale struggled to have any joy this side at all the other night.
John, when he arrived, there was a lot of pressure on him, wasn't there, because of the big signing that everybody had been hoping to see happen. Do you think in the last few games that we're seeing now, John Brayford that we saw last year and the John Brayford, the reason why you brought him here, I guess?
I think he's settling down, yeah. We had a chat with him. I don't think he felt it, really, the expectation and the pressure, but it was there. You know, it was our biggest signing and on the back of what he did last season. But like anybody, he just needs time to settle down, and he's showing that. And he's one of the reasons, there's the three or four players we brought in that we're now getting results. And we think we're winning games that we might have drawn or even lost. When you win at Notts County and you win at Rochdale, it's such tough games. It's down to people like him that you get those results. And second half, you might say, well, he's got the goal. He defended brilliantly on Tuesday night. And he might not have taken two touches on the ball, but he headed it, he kicked it, and he did his job.
Is that result at Rochdale the type of performance that maybe you don't remember that game, but at the end of the season you look back and say it was important, because you're going to have to grind out a few wins? It's not always going to be like the second half at Bristol or even against Colchester here.
No, it isn't. We are going to have to grind out some results, and we're going to be put under pressure when you go to Notts County and Rochdale's. They're going to put you under pressure, so you have to stand up to it. And I think we're doing that a bit better. We're showing a sort of mental toughness as well, which we're going to need. And it's much better to come off the pitch with that 2-1 hard-earned victory than saying, brilliant, well, we played really well today, but we lost 1-0 or we drew 1-1. It's about the victories now.
13 goals in your last five games. It will please you, of course. It suggests as well that goal scoring is no longer an issue.
We didn't think it was ever a major issue because of the number of chances we were creating. Even in the first half of the season, and you know, we talked about the number of balls went across the face of the goal. If Matty Doan had been around, he'd have been in 20-odd goals now. But we were always creating chances. And when you get Murphy and Doan on the pitch, and now, you know, even some like John Brayford are weighing in, it'll take care of itself. As long as you're playing in the right way and creating chances, it'll take care of itself.
Because you've got Doan who's scoring, but I think amongst those 13, you've got seven different goal scorers, which is what you need as well.
It is, yeah. I think Terry Kennedy might be one of the few, and Chris Basham might be the only couple of members that haven't scored so far who've played regularly, which says a lot about the team and how we want it to be.
The group, remember last year, again, without wanting to harp on too much about last year, but the chemistry was really there, wasn't it? And when you get into a run, you can see the confidence flowing through the side. You're getting to that point again now.
I think we're getting there. I think losing Harry and John Brayford in the first half of the season meant we were a little bit light in that department. But getting the players in January, I think you can just see the toughness that's needed now, the mental toughness of the desire. You've got to be so determined going to these places like Crawley. We're going to have to be tomorrow. I think you're seeing a bit more of it now than we saw in the first half of the season. I think when we went to Chesterfield, conceded three, went to Swindon, conceded five. I don't think we're in a position where that will happen now. I certainly hope it won't.
And because of the run you've been on, the worst case scenario, if you keep on this run, is going to be top six. Even if you don't catch the top two, you're cementing your place in there with the run you're on, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. Even, you know, a few games ago, it was, well, we're still going for a top six. We look set for that now, but we're going to have to keep the run going. We want to put as much pressure on the top two as we can.
You've got Crawley next, the team that struggled for the most part with the last two results, Barnsley 5-1 and beat Swindon as well, so not the best time to play them.
No, I think they'll be as confident now as any time this season, and we know they played well against us here at Bramall Lane, but to beat Barnsley 5 and then to win at Swindon 2-1, we think they'll be buzzing tomorrow. They've got a great home record as well, Crawley, I think very similar to ourselves, you know, so just shows in this league, it doesn't matter, don't look at the four or five, fifth from bottom or whatever, then bottom five. It's going to be as hard a game as we've had.
And they're all taking points off the top teams now. Colchester have gone on a bit of a run. Crewe have won games. Crawley, Leighton, Orient as well. They're all doing it now.
That happens. And we have to try and make sure that we don't fall prey to that and give up points. You know, we have to win as many of our last 15 as we can. And the next three, give us an opportunity to do that, sort of get us off on another good run, keep the run going for the last dozen.
You are putting pressure on, and you can see the results are in front of you. They have dropped points, haven't they? You've just got to concentrate on making sure you do that every week now.
That's all we can do. It simplifies it for us, you know. It's not you looking at the fixtures and thinking, well, maybe a draw here or that. We've just got to go and try and win every game. I think since we lost in the Cup, we had a setback at Gillingham. But I think since then, our focus has been good. It's got to stay like that for the next couple of months.
And Dean Saunders is the manager there, former Blade. I wonder if your paths have crossed during your career.
Yeah, we've come across Dean several times, and certainly Doncaster when he was manager. We always get on well with Dean, and he's a good lad. And I think he's a bubbly sort of character. He'll get them up, confidence-wise, after the last couple of wins. I expect them to come out flying at us.